an agenda to facilitate the integration of gender into four policies, and this was fully met. Two policies were facilitated in terms of intervention, and two programs were done. We reviewed to make sure that it is in compliance or it seemed to integrate the gender element. We also had another target under MSE to develop a common thread of indicators that are aligned to the outcome-based framework instructed by the DPME, and this was fully met. As a department, we have now a result-based framework with indicators that this will develop, and we prioritize all the areas that are occurring in our MTS staff. We are in a third program one, ma'am, on the actual performance. I want to make sure that we follow. We also had another target to develop and vet under legal services. Under legal services, to develop and vet 98% of contracts. And we're doing that through the system that you reported that we established, if I recall, in the financial assistance system, which is a contract management system. And indeed, as a department that received 99 contracts, and 100% of them, or all of them, indeed were vetted through this contract management system. Moving to the next slide, program one, looking specifically on finance and IT, with a target to make sure that the unqualified audit report on the annual financial statements was done, and I'm sure this would look as if it's an error. What the AG does, it will be only in this year or toward the end of this year where it will ask for the 1570, so there's always a lab behind. So this was for the 1570, and this was fully achieved. We also had a target to develop for the child processing register and alternative care. This is within the IT space, and indeed the child processing register and alternative care were developed, and these were also tested. We also had a target to upgrade the national information social information system to make sure that this includes the community profiles, and by the end of the financial year, we are here to report that indeed this was developed and also tested. So, meaning in program one, if you compare with all other programs that did not fully meet most of their office targets, or it did not meet the majority of their targets as compared to those that they meet. Of the, I did indicate that they had about 17 targets. Of the 17 that they had, they only met a few, which account for about 47%, and did not meet nine. Which account for 53%. So there's more that they did not meet as compared to the targets that they fully met. Moving to program two of social assistance, I'll just highlight a few slides. I'm sure our colleagues, when they have a chance from SASA to present, they'll give much more detail in terms of our program. But we want to highlight where there seems to be areas where we do not meet fully some of our targets. That's relating to the care dependent grant. If you look at our target, we have targeted 147,791 beneficiaries in terms of the projections that we have. And this was, we did not meet fully, but it was less than 3,000 of the beneficiaries that could not access the care dependent grant. And this is the reason for that, because application and take up of this grant was lower as compared to what we had projected, and this is due to the legislative gaps in the definition of children with disabilities. It's been a challenge. I remember in the previous financial year, the DM did provide explanation regarding this matter, and I'm sure we are trying to do quite a lot of times. We are having now that disability index, so that we are able to make sure that we are improving in terms of the statistics that you are and the figures regarding the issues of children with disabilities. While efforts, every effort is being made in terms of the accuracy project, the value, the projections of, especially on disability related grants, are particularly difficult due to lack of statistics. Hence, I said there's been some efforts, including the disability index. I can't remember the full name. But also, one of the grants that we did not fully meet is relating to the foster grant, where we were almost 20,000 less than what was projected. We projected 40,000, but we only attained 40,000. And this is a result mainly due to the lapsing of the court order, especially when children are turning 18 years. The grant in aid as well, it's about 200 less than what we projected in terms of the people that's benefiting, and there was also an increase or there were many people that turned up. If you look at the social network of the track, we thought we'd be providing 400,000, but by the end of the financial year, it was 461,000 applications that were processed and grants being provided. But moving then to the program three on social security policy and administration. Here we have four targets that I'll take you through, especially getting to both appeal as well as the appeals adjudication as well as the inspectorate for the social security. We had a target to adjudicate 70% of appeals, and this had to be done within 3 months. And of the 2,435 appeals that were adjudicated, and it was only 85.6%, which was more than the 70% that we targeted. This was done especially within this was attained within the 3 months of after we received this. And we've always been saying, as long as these appeals are received with SASA full information. We also had adjudicate the target 100% of appeals that we received from SASA with complete records within 90 days, and we fully met this target. We also had a target to approve the financial compliance audit, and this was also approved, and finally to approve the framework for investigation. And by the end of the financial year, both the financial compliance audit as well as the framework for investigation were both approved. Moving to program four on welfare services policy, I'll start with professional social service and other persons related mainly to the social work. We had a target to award in the previous financial year 1,000 of new social work scholarships. By the end of the financial year, we had additional four, meaning it was 1,004 of youth that were awarded with scholarships relating to social work. We also had a target to consult on the draft social services, social service practitioners fee, and these were conducted consultations. I think these were consulted, were finalized, and the draft bill for social service practitioners is available and has been consulted. We also had a target to submit the older persons amendment bill to cabinet for approval, and indeed, this has been done and has been approved for gazetting for public comment. Moving to ECD, we have four targets which were all met. Number one was to make sure that our ECD program is aligned with our program of action is aligned with the ECD policy, and this was done. We also had another target to make sure that we align the regulatory framework with the ECD policy as well. This was fully met. And we also wanted to revise the ECD infrastructure plan, which was also done. And finally, focusing on ECD, we also had a target to develop an ECD maintenance as well as an improvement plan. And I'm saying by the end of the financial year, both the maintenance as well as the improvement plan ready. Moving to child services, orphans and vulnerable children, the next slide. We had a target to reach 100% of adoptions received from the children's court, and this should be done if they only come to us with complete records. And by the end of the financial year, we are reporting that for national adoption, we're able to register 1,200 of them, and we also registered 1,049 on the inter-country adoption. We also had a target to finalize the sustainability plan for ECBD model, and this was finalized. So we have a sustainability plan for the ECBD. We also had another target to develop a policy framework for foster care, and by the end of the financial year, the policy framework for foster care was developed. Moving to still on the services, children services, orphans and OVCs, we also had another target to conduct 9 intersectoral capacity building workshops on children's rights and responsibilities. And indeed, by the end of the financial year, these intersectoral capacity building workshops were done in all the provinces. And we also had another target on the Children's Second Amendment Bill, which we had a target for it to be considered by Parliament. And by the end of the financial year, which was on the 19th of January specifically, the President assented to the 2 bills, and they were published for public information. We also had another target to develop a child care and protection policy, and by the end of the financial year, in the period of reporting, this was developed. We also, on the work that we're doing on the international front, We also had the target to submit the complex reports on regional obligation to the African Union structure, and by the end of the financial year, this was done, whereby the second report on the African Charter on the rights and welfare of the child was submitted to the AU structure. Children Program 4 on welfare services, moving now to social crime prevention as well as victim empowerment programs. We had a target to establish 5 provincial multidisciplinary committees on disaggregated social crime prevention, and indeed this was done. And it was not only that it was done, but in the following. Number one, multidisciplinary committees established the following provinces. In Gauteng, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, not in Cape, but also a consolidated report of the provincial multidisciplinary committees was compiled, not beyond just organizing them. And finally,